Records, made by real people. Radio Verite. Reality as it is experienced, reality as it is broadcast from our transmitter, is what you will receive when you set your dial to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, the real station for real people. Radio Verite. 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 Verite.
Eskimo snow, I like you. Like a monkey likes coconuts, like an Indian bee.
Oh, an Englishman tea, a Frenchman wee wee.
I like you.
Like the Swiss folk like to ski, like politicians vote, like a sailor likes the sea, like a horse likes oats.
Like a monkey likes coconuts, like a birdie likes seeds, like a fighter likes pugs, a scientist bugs, a general troops, Mr. Crosby boots. I like you. Birdie likes seas, like a fighter likes pugs, a scientist bugs, a general troops, Mr. Crosby boots. I like you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up 1 hour-ish of silliness. I hope your stick-shaking action has been enjoyable to date. We've got so much more to go. Of course we do. But, you know, I didn't want to forget the thing that I need to do that might let down our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., if I were to not do it, and let's not do that to him. I need to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Feels weird doing that right now because, of course, we're not in the radio obituaries. So this is not the time in this week where we're going to say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We'll be postponing all obits to next week. Hello, backlog. I did actually before making my decision today to not do the show, before changing my mind to do the show, I did start pulling all of the obit names for the week. And it was about 75 new names. And that's, I think, where I had my breakdown. I said, I can't do this. I just cannot do this. So I didn't. And then I decided to do this instead. So we're still having fun, I think. I haven't quite reached the fun phase yet because I've been having the normal technical difficulties that I'm having every single week. Yeah, I say normal. They're different every week, which makes it even more frustrating. You'd think by now I'd have this all down. But because of these random things that happen, I'm blaming these spiders that have taken up residence right next to my desk. I see one walking on my cables right now. I think I should blame them. But I digress. Yeah, it's fine. It's good. I'm here with you. It's Saturday night, now Sunday morning. I'm probably playing a lovely game of shuffleboard while listening to this show right now. At least I hope I am. If I'm really lucky, maybe I'm having some nachos. Could I be so lucky? I'll let you know over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. But now let's just return to some silliness, okay? All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Motherfucking random for you. Random for you. random. That would have been the end if this song wasn't so random. And here's the end. Awesome.
This is one of those songs that you hear now and then. Yeah, don't know just where, yeah, don't know just when. It's one of those songs that are over and then. It's one of those songs that start playing again. Yes, it's just one of those songs that you hear for a while, that come into fashion and go out of style. It's one of those songs that you think you forgot, but it's one of those songs you cannot. Because it's one of those songs that can make you recall a ride in the springtime, a walk in the fall, a day in the country, a night on the town, the sun coming up or the rain coming down, or else the evening you parted, the morning you met, the love of your life you can never forget. The reason is simple, the memory belongs to one of those wonderful songs. All right, now you've heard the tune. Words are simple. All you gotta do is sing la, 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 la. All together now. La, 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 la. Yes, it's just one of those songs that you hear for a while, come into fashion and go out of style. It's one of those songs that you think you forgot, but it's one of those songs you cannot. Well, this is one of those songs that's so easy to hear. You listen just once, then you play it by ear. It's hummed on marimbas and strummed on guitars, and all you remember is la.
Standardization.
What's the difference?
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 All right, utter chaos. Hear it over the edge. Because the weatherman is frantically trying to hook up his Teletour connection to England, which is not ready yet. So the only solution at times like this is to just put up everything and let you enjoy yourself.
In the beginning. Everybody's working very hard. Very hard. This is the sound of getting ready.
God damn it! Fuck!
None of these are working.
Would you tell everybody, please, that they're on the air and they can't say that word that wasn't working? Yeah. Screwdriver's in the white bag.
I don't have a screwdriver here.
The pouch inside the white bag.
Pretty funny.
No.
Listen, we've only got one channel in here on all of our monitors. We don't know why. They're all one channel.
I'm picking you up on two.
I'm really sorry for the profanity. I didn't mean I...
Maybe or the little one. I don't know which one you want.
We're only getting the right... you know what? We're not getting... Oh. Can you hear me in there?
Can you hear me in here?
Can you hear me in here?
I can hear everybody just fine.
You know what? We don't hear ourselves in our microphones at all.
You mean your headphones.
I'm sorry. Our headphones are not audible in our microphones at all.
Well,
now, what do you want?
We're only getting left channel.
And we're only getting left channel, and it's very distorted in here.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's
crispy.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think that if we were getting signal, it would be registering.
Good morning. Did you try adjusting
this
the...
This is totally unknown to me.
So, can you hear me in there, Homer?
The mute seems to be on no matter what.
We're still not getting any monitor.
What do you mean monitor?
There's nothing in our headphones at all.
I have no idea why, because I have no idea why.
That's the sound you don't.
I can hear them just fine in my headphones.
You can't hear yourself in your own headphones?
You can't hear anything.
Then
headphones are dead.
Stop saying that you can't hear anything, because you're obviously answering me.
What's happening over here?
Okay.
There's nothing happening that relates to that over there.
Well, where's the send?
There's no send. It's just there. No. I don't even need to be speaking to you. I don't even need this when you're right here beside me, do I? Doesn't that sound better?
Yeah. Is your microphone in your studio panned to the left?
No, it's not.
I'm out of time. You don't know what I'm up against.
I was in addition piece.
Virus.
As you know, because you listen every week, we did this last week and it worked just fine. And of course, this week it's all completely screwed up. But it'll be fine in a minute. As you can hear, some of our multitude of musicians are now warming up in the CD player, and we're going to have a great deal of interesting and informative features, weather, traffic, actually everything sounds right now, and I don't know why I'm rambling on like this. We should just be entertaining you, but actually I don't quite know how.
Should I be answering the phone when the yellow light rings? Leave that up to Mr.
I believe the weatherman was going to take care of the phone.
He's pointing, gesturing in that inimitable weatherman way with his finger pointing.
Street attic, street attic.
No one really knows what that means.
No.
Half a.
All right, well, just everyone out there, just relax.
Lord,
stopping.
This is FM.
Cutting back on sound now.
And we're just going to drift, basically, until England calls.
Are you Bud or are you Waxley?
I'm Bud.
Bud? I just wanted to clear up here. I wanted to let Wobbly know that I have a little old analog synthesizer, so I can play along with things. If you get anything going, you just kind of get set and get going.
Amen.
And
I think you're getting buried in the mix. There's a big mix going on right now.
Well, that's because if some people aren't listening, then they're not making way. They're not making way for things to come through the mix, and that's okay. Actually, it's not okay. I hate that. Actually, what I always hated on Over the Edge was what we used to do, the gray, what we used to call it, the dishwater sound. This was back in the early 80s. It was when there'd be too many people. There's the phone.
England. We've got some wonderful news for you.
Stop. Cut everything.
England has called. The weatherman is now conversing with them, and as soon as they are hooked up receiving the program, we will officially begin the they can breakfast loop all over again. By the way, did anyone bring the sound of frying bacon, which I don't have?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I hear the sound of frying bacon. Yeah. You guys are absolutely amazing.
We haven't done anything yet.
Do you guys just go with this stuff or what?
No, we're trying to get ready.
Yeah, no, we have smelly water.
No, I'm trying not.
Somebody find out if they're broadcasting us now, because this would be very embarrassing if they are. All right. Apparently, England has joined us here in the fake bacon breakfast. Once again,
USA.
I just don't know. I just don't know.
All right, everybody be quiet. This is Bud Good once again. If you guys don't keep quiet, I'm going to turn you all down. Then where will you be? This is Bud Good once again, and a very good morning hello to all our listeners in London, England, and right here in the U.S. of AA. And by the way, if you're recovering from the ravages of television, hey, this could be the solution. No pictures. Focus is just not a problem here. This is Over the Edge, once again bringing you the Fake Bacon Breakfast Loop with Negative Land, Wobbly, the Professor, and Dave Emery. And another, by the way, you folks listening in England won't have any idea why Dave Emery is funny, but believe me, our local American listeners know exactly why he's funny, if one can be exactly funny. We are reaching Resonance FM in England this morning via the exclusive Negative Land Teletour phone fidelity device. Cheap but effective. Now, does anyone have anything else to say before we stop making sense? Or should we just begin not making sense?
Where's that buzz coming from?
Once again, I'd like to welcome everyone to Weatherland with Negative Man.
I was just in Australia actually, and down under they have beets for breakfast, and you put it on your toast. It's very salty. It's kind of like a concentrated soy sauce. You can imagine soy sauce, like take about five gallons of soy sauce, and you evaporate all the moisture out of it. And you just cut out this
lost my appetite for.
Oh, you have a thick piece of paste down there, and you spread it all over your beets and all over your toast. And you kind of have they like to have a lot of beets. So I'd like to, we'll go to our next call. Thank you very much.
You know, that same guy again, and it's a conspiracy, I know.
Wobbly conspiracy.
They just wanted to
say Wobbly conspiracy.
Yeah, I get it.
I'll gaze upon this devil's barbecue.
Something interesting just happened there. The weatherman.
Really ready to do anything yet. I had my scanner and my mixer and my little cassette deck I was going to connect. But maybe someone can from England can give us a call and see if it's coming through okay.
Good evening. Are we real?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up.
All right, hang up the damn phone.
All right, now I have a question. Snails.
First of all, please
have
please
smelly water.
What is it that makes a person deserve authority?
That's a good question, and that's actually the theme of today's show. And on the breakfast loop here, parents and authority. And when do they exceed that authority, and when do they have the authority to be parents?
Did that answer your question pretty well there, sir?
I guess so.
We'll probably have another theme on the breakfast loop any time now. I can feel another one coming along now. Oh, here it comes. Another one's coming. Here it comes.
It's working now.
Oh, God. Oh, look at that. Look at that theme. Oh, my God. There's another theme.
Something's wrong with the...
Oh.
You know what it is, that your battery in here is dying, and when you lower the squelch, the light begins to dim until it's not there anymore. That's the problem. I'll try talking to you, okay?
Are you receiving me there? Waxley, can you hear me?
Hey.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
What channel are you on?
One.
All right, stay on one.
Be saying the letter E, which is the one letter that's missing from the middle of the word negative land.
Who invited this guy?
You said you wanted me here. You said, oh, yeah, okay. Oh, I really want to get to work with you and collaborate with you live on the air. Sure, that'll be great. Oh, yeah.
Any Europeans out there?
It's familiar.
USA.
Can I? You would.
I would like to reassure.
USA. USA.
Any nervous listeners?
Experimental days of broadcasting, as such, are over.
Yeah, if you smoke first, then I know that you're not trying to slip me a mind cancer. It's as simple as that. It's a reality. Such as Fields of Mystery, the crop circle phenomenon in Sussex, which I have in front of me here. We'll get to that later. And The Messengers of Deception by Jacques Vallee, UFO Cults, and Contacts.
Okay, Dave, we'll get that's to good. That. You can stop now. Just let the music move us because we're being moved by the tunes. Let's go.
Go. Let's go.
Go, 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 go.
Let's go. I'm Dave Emery, and let's go.
Gee, I think we just passed the vernal equinox.
Okay.
Here's a 1958 way to say good morning, wake up.
Peaky weeky, lovey dovey, peaky weeky. Hello. Hello. Hello, pinky winky.
That's actually a Teletubby coming over the telephone. It's not even the one on your recording, is it?
Hug, hug, give me a hug. Love you, Pinky Winky. Dumpy, 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 dump.
And all the king's horses and all the king's men.
Oh, nothing. Dumpy, dumpy, dump. Dreaming of the television. Oh.
I'll spook Prince Edmund off to Norway.
Out to dinner with their foxy side.
Cassette one.
Now
let's give out the phone number here in the United States.
No point there. All the lines are full at the moment.
Brother man.
Oh, there we go.
Yes, I'm here.
Phone number.
That's all wrong.
Which one?
It's all wrong.
The
it's
regular not, one?
The British accent is gone. It's all been dumbed down for America.
I
They've
love David.
Give us both, okay? You know, the one for here in Berkeley.
No, all right.
The people in England listening.
I finally got hooked up. I guess we have to give the one from England first, don't I?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 001... followed by 510-448-4425.
And why is that we're giving out that number?
I'm so confused right now, I don't know what I'm doing.
Professional radio means that every 11 minutes you have to re-explain who you are.
Give me a hug, David. Come on, come on. I love you, I love you.
Maybe once I have some club soda with my little tiny microphone, I'll feel better.
I'll give you some coffee.
Another cup of Jammer.
Oh, and by the way, the Jammers can talk to us tonight. The scanner is here. So I'll put in 14529, but maybe someone can call in and suggest another frequency.
For Colonel Breen.
Jammers, you can go ahead.
Decay, I told you.
Hello? I'm afraid Colonel Breen's not available. What's it about?
All right, everybody. Great segue. Thumbs up all around, and another cup of chop all around.
I've forgotten more. Smile. next year away. Memories of what used to be.
These were sent to radio stations throughout the country as a public service by RAB, which felt humor would get a bigger play on the stations, thus a wider distribution of their message.
This is multiple award-winning reporter Wally Ballou on the street in behalf of Bob and Ray's campaign for a transistor radio in every home. Everyone's familiar with radio's stellar performance in crises such as floods, hurricanes, blackouts, and blizzards. And we're going to ask people here on the street if radio ever helped them in such a situation. How about you, sir?
Well, every morning it helps me because it gets me up and to work on time because my boss does not tolerate lateness or tardiness.
I see. It would be a crisis if you were late.
You bet. I get up to nice music and the news.
Good.
Saves my life. My boss is very cranky and he's warned me about it.
Okay.
That's why.
How about this lady over here?
I don't know what I'd do without radio. Yes, sir.
Fine. Right. Madam?
What?
Has radio ever helped you in a crisis?
It surely has. Just a week ago Tuesday, it saved my life, I think.
How was that?
Well, I put it in a sock and hit a burglar on the head with it.
Here's a burglar type over here. You look like you're on the lam, sir.
What a head I've got.
Mention my name in Sheboygan. It's the greatest little town in the world. Just tell them all you're an old friend of mine. And every door in town will have a big welcome sign. So mention my name in Sheboygan. And if you ever get in a jam, just mention my name. I said mention my name, but please don't tell them where I am. Mention my name in Paducah. It's the greatest little town in the world. I know a gal there you'll simply adore.
Tell us a story.
Ever so long ago, on a Shrove Tuesday, there lived a pancake who was square. He wore brown shoes and sold insurance on the side. All the other foods used to make fun of him.
Who ever heard of a square pancake?
Well, what's a pancake supposed to look like?
He asked.
Round,
they said.
Round like the sun,
said the artichoke. But it was nighttime and there was no sun.
Round like the moon,
said the knackwurst. But the moon wasn't up yet.
Loud like wheel,
cried the peanut butter sandwich. But the wheel hadn't been invented, so they all gave up.
Aww.
Until the clever folks at the International House of Pancakes served him up like a little silver dollar. And a square pancake, being a businessman, knew what silver dollars were. And everybody lived happily ever after. Next week, the big pancake race on Shrove Tuesday.
Celebrate Shrove Tuesday this Tuesday with the International House of Pancakes. All the buttermilk pancakes you can eat for 59 cents.
That you feel in your toes. On, 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 the disc jockey plays, and most every song has the same old phrase, I love you. How'd you like to hear that all day long? And not in a song, but in a sound, so would I. Well, that's the dream I'm dreaming. While the turntable goes round, 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 round. Her kicks and three lonely chicks want something sweet with a beat while crooners croon and swooners swoon. A turntable goes.
Can you believe that you are still in tune with your freeform radio station? It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. These are not surprises by now. But I guess that just means I'm doing my job. Telling you what you need to know that I'm legally required to provide to you, the listener. That's what I'm doing. I think we're probably entering the last portion of this evening's program. Not the last tune, just the last portion. But I'm having a lovely time doing it with you. I know you don't really believe me, but that's okay. Things are getting recorded. That's the best I can ask for sometimes. But hopefully all this silliness is making you happy. I'm probably learning lots from you over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And that's what's going on here. So don't worry about it. You just sit back and relax. Get yourself another beverage. As we turn our attention to the next bit of silliness, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We'll be right back.
smash my whole room to pieces now. Sorry, room. Sorry, curtains. Sorry, duvet. I'm not sorry about smashing up that horrible computer alarm clock radio my brother gave me for Christmas. I've always hated that.
Van der Doe in the
Lebanon. Oh no, it still works!
This condition is said to be satisfactory. And now, another in our series on people who've totally sold out to the media and gone all commercial and heavy. This week, Neil.
Oh no, not that! Quick!
It's a priceless introduction to the classics. 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 It's a 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 priceless introduction to the classics.
Just won't understand.
Don't get it hanging down on you.
Cinderella, lost my slipper at the ball, and when it all was over, it wasn't any ball at all, at all. Don't read me that poetry, don't quote me that prose. Save all of those stories about me and the rose. But if you really mean them, come a little closer, then start right there from the beginning. I want to hear them again. Story, I've heard it before. Save all of those love songs for one you adore. I've played Cinderella, lost my slipper at the ball, and when it all was over, it wasn't any ball at all, at all. Don't read me that poetry, don't quote me that prose. Save all of those stories about me and the rose. But if you really mean them, come a little closer, then start right back from the beginning.
This nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. One final tune to go out on. Then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. I really appreciate you listening to my bit of fussiness tonight. It happens. It happens to all of us sooner or later. Happened to me today. But here I am. I'm feeling much better now, thank you. I say that as my 1 a.m.-ish self, not my early in the day self. Because right now I'm still a little fussy. But, you know, I know that by the time we get to this point in real time, nighttime, showtime, I'm going to feel a lot better. Because I will have just spent 2 lovely hours with you, the listener, over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where hopefully you're going to hang out with me all week long and keep me entertained. But right now we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. But like I said, we do have one final tune to go out on, then the Automatron, then I'll be back here next week, 11 p.m. Eastern, Saturday night, with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. It's the only way I know how to do it. I'm so glad we both have our freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
So late, so early, when I'm so in love with you. We never dance enough, don't get a chance enough. Why, honey, we just don't have time to romance enough. Just think of all those hugs and kisses that we never will get to. Why does it get so late, so early, honey, when I'm so in love?